Ladies and gentlemen, brought to you by Time and Place, live from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sideshow Garden Podcast.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the second part, part two, day two of the Sideshow Live from Salt Lake City, Utah. For those of you listening in the future, it is, of course, a Friday afternoon. You will also notice that my voice is slightly hoarse. As mentioned previously on one of the episodes recorded here, I will put that down to my Otis Redding variation of Mustang Sally, which, of course, went down extremely well with all of Salt Lake City, and that's why we got to do show number two. Chris from I Am Salt Lake podcast. How are you, my good man?
Doing great. Thanks for having me back.
Hey, it's a pleasure to have you. How's your St. Patrick's Day been?
It's been good. You know, kind of low-key this year, but no complaints.
Why was that?
I just didn't want to go out and party with the amateurs, you know?
Hey, we've got some people, some very kind people who've been involved behind the scenes. Chris, do you want to tell me who they are?
We got some great people, the wonderful folks at 90.9 KRCL, Bare Bones Living, the Hibernian Society of Utah, the King's English Bookshop, and the Wasatch Community Gardens.
And brought to you by Time and Place. I should put a little note in there for those of you who are not aware, but the Hibernian Society, I was a guest at their luncheon where the handover of the bowl of shamrock, the Hibernian's first time, I should add, to have the real Trifolium jubium as versus oxalis. For those of you horticulturists out there from Michigan who have joined us this evening, thank you very much. Coincidentally, we'll get to them in just a minute, but also that evening I was sitting at a round table with former president and first female president of Ireland, Miss Mary Robinson, now head of the United Nations, and also with the Irish Consulate General to the United States, or San Fran, based in San Fran. And there was a presentation of one piece of a Blarney Stone. In the passing of the Blarney Stone, however, I should add, we did have a... how would you say this? There was a point where maybe the Blarney Stone is noted as being, might give you the gift of the gab. The preference, I guess, in those words is that it is the gift of eloquence. And there is a grave difference between the two. Something I think I referred to was that the man with the gift of the gab sometimes ends up in the corner of the pub talking to himself all by his lonesome. The man with the gift of eloquence is slightly respected. I shall try and go for the latter to our friends from Michigan. Is it Michigan University? Michigan State University. To me, to the Irishman, that sounds like I'm watching one of those American football college things when I say it. Let's skip on past that for a minute, because the reason they're here is I actually met them on the plane from Chicago to Salt Lake. And it probably backs up Melinda Maservi's noting of this young man, this man sitting on this stool. That is me, in case you're wondering. And how you woo two ladies from Michigan to Salt Lake to come to see a live garden show that they have never heard of before, I will put down to Michael Donovan's choice of words. We do have a wonderful in-house band. They are called Homo Leviticus. Can we get a little bit of a blast there, lads, if that's okay? Okay, that's impressive. That is good. I'm liking that. We had the Irish one on three of the episodes. We have something entirely different. And Al Dine, not Al Dean. Think of Diner. Al, I was a guest on Al's show, 90.9. Isn't it, Al? Yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. So we'll be chatting to him later on today. However, in my company today is Mary Beth Janerich. Mary Beth, how are you?
I'm great, Peter. How are you?
I'm fantastic as always, Mary Beth. We know each other. I have to put this in question, put this into context, my apologies, because I was out at your place the morning of the Hibernian luncheon, And I had about 3 hours to spare. And it puts in context for me, when you, as I would say it, fall in love, when you are at that grow, to use the Irish word, it's stronger than love. It's a, when it's raining, when it's sunshine, when she scratches her nose, when she snores at nighttime and you're in love, this you adore this kind of thing. You want her to do it more. You like the way she wiggles her nose. And when you fall out of love equally, I should add, those things get in your nerves and you want to put her out the back garden and sell a taper to the front door of the shed and something along those lines. But your place, I sat there quite happily for 2-3 hours and time just passed away. And I haven't had something like that since I was on the beautiful island of Inishmore, just off the west coast of Galway, a magical place. You've got something really special with Wasatch Community Gardens.
Yeah, we do. Wasatch Community Gardens is a wonderful nonprofit organization here in Salt Lake City. And the location that Peter's talking about is called the Grateful Tomato Garden. It's our foundation garden, located on 800 South, 600 East. And it really is a magical place. It's a combination of community garden plots that people, individuals, can rent to grow whatever they choose, as long as they're growing, following community garden rules set by Wasatch Community Gardens, which is basically to grow organically. There's also youth program space. The youth program within Wasatch Community Gardens is a wonderful program that affects and impacts so many youth across the Wasatch Front, sees thousands of children pour through the garden every summer for various activities, from summer camps to field trips. There's also demonstration garden space there, which is space that I oversee to educate adults that come through the garden to visit and learn about how to grow and eat healthy, organic, local food.
Okay, well, let's get into you, because I've had a couple of conversations with you. One of those was at that unique performance, never to be repeated again, of that Otis Redding famous number.
Oh, yes,
Mustang
I
Sally.
Have that on video on my phone.
Okay, and if that should ever reach the light of day, this conversation is going to be edited to sound something entirely different.
No, you did a fine job. It was really quite fascinating and fabulous.
Fascinating is a very choice word. Let's not delve into my singing skills.
Well, and to be fair, I was also on stage that evening, so it was a good time had by all.
Yeah, apart from the people listening to me singing, but let's leave them there as well. Okay, and let's get to you. You weren't always involved in community gardens.
No, I wasn't. I have done all different kinds of things in my life.
What's the oddest?
The oddest? Perhaps the most unusual might be that I was in the Army. That's not, widely known, I guess. When I was 18, I went to West Point, which is the United States Military Academy. I guess the closest thing across the pond might be like Sandhurst, I think, something like that. So that was, it was new. I was in the 6th class of women that they enrolled back in, well, many, many years ago now. So that was pretty unusual. And after that, I lived in a couple of other states and ultimately came to Utah to go to graduate school to pursue a PhD in health psychology. I got my master's after 2 years and continued to work on my dissertation and then realized that academia wasn't really for me. And I was going to pack up my car at the end of my 5th year and move to Montana and become a fly fishing guide because I loved the outdoors. I love fly fishing. And I wanted to share that passion with other people and facilitate their enjoyment of the outdoors.
But you've got a scenario where if you turn around to anybody with 2.4 children, a house, a car, a mortgage, you've got an option as a person who studies horticulture, who passes through life, essentially, to turn around and say, I could work for them over there. And this isn't to be disrespectful to Wasatch in any way. But you could have worked for a Red Butte Gardens or the biggest garden center in Utah or whatever the case would be. And you chose something which, and I know from doing those jobs and teaching in those spaces, let me call it that for a minute, that you don't always earn the big bag of gold when you're doing these things. It serves, I guess, or at least how do I phrase it? I sleep better at nighttime pause. Then the bills come through the door and you kind of go, God, so you, it's got a knock-on effect. Why did you choose to go to Wasatch? What is it?
Well, you know, it, for me, it's never been about the money. It's always been about the passion. So there have been times during my life that I've done other crazy things as well that weren't big money makers. So it's really not about the money. Everything I've always done has been really, when I think back on it, it's always been about sharing something that I'm passionate about with someone else. I know when you were five, you were growing plants under your bed.
Jeepers.
When I was...
Are we going to that place, are we? Do you really want to see inside Peter's head? I'm not too sure. You want to, you'll never get back out of it.
Well, here's a little walk down crazy lane. When I was five, I had a...
You were under my bed. Oh, God.
No, I had a chalkboard in my room, and I was teaching the neighborhood kids addition and subtraction. Much to their horror, I'm sure, but they allowed me to do it. I've always taught. So in graduate school, I was teaching undergrad classes. I learned Italian and started leading tours in Italy, and I was teaching people about wine and about Italian history. And when I was working at Huntsman Cancer Institute for 10 years, I was teaching people how to do breast self-exam and skin cancer self-exam. And so I've always been teaching people about something, but since 1996, I've also been growing all my own food. Well, not all my own food. I don't grow wheat. I don't grow meat. But I grow all my own fruits and vegetables largely. And in, well, let's see, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, I took the Utah State University Extension Master Gardener Program. And that kind of helped bring everything together. And then this position became available at Wasatch. And Wasatch wasn't new to me. I had been a volunteer there for 5 years. So, but
that's one of the things I noticed. I was sitting there and I'm having a cup of coffee and bearing in mind I'd just come from this luncheon. When I arrived in the morning, I should say, it was the morning after having sang Mustang Sally at the wee hours of the morning. And I was, let's put it this way, I was unshaven. That's probably sums it up very eloquently. And the photography was taken a little bit further away, thanks to our good friend, Dan Nick, as
we
I call
him. We don't actually require shaving in the garden, just so you know.
I didn't shave in the garden, no. I went home and put on Dan essentially a tuxedo with a green tie, a suit, may it be better known. And between the luncheon and meeting former President Mary Robinson, I sat in your garden and these ladies walked in and sat down next to us and I got talking and they were volunteers. And I asked the girl, why, not in depth, but why are you here? Like I said, I'm volunteering. And I said, why are you here? And she said, well, my mom likes to grow things and I thought it'd be nice for us to spend time together. And I kind of said, you know something? That is a pretty cool way to spend time. Pause. We now got back to the start of the show and you have this like just bubble, which is in my own head where it's a really beautiful, calm place. Pause. There's also not a whole lot in it, but it's a beautiful, calm space. And like shaking somebody's hand, like falling in love, you can meet a girl at a bar and you can say, hello, how are you? She'll say, I'm grand. She turns her head and she walks away. Sometimes you meet a girl at a bar and you say, hello, how are you? And let's run off into the sunset together. And she says, sure. And you go. You've got that thing. But the volunteers, what I got out of the short time talking to them and all the staff is there's a, it's like in their head, Jimi Hendrix is playing Purple Haze on repeat. And they're sitting down in a field of daisies on the edge of Ireland, looking out to the sea going, life just does not get any better than this. Have I bigged you up too much or is that about right?
No, it's absolutely true. I began volunteering with them because I was gardening and growing my own food in my yard and developing more knowledge and skills as time went on. And I thought, gosh, I really feel like it's not fair to just do this in my yard. You know, I need to get out there and participate in the community. And it was about sharing that passion and the knowledge with the community and with others who love to do what I loved to do and who I could learn from and share with.
Okay, well, listen, we're going to pause it just there for a second. Number one, before we get any further, Chris, we have some courses still available taking place tomorrow, don't we?
We do, actually. Tomorrow looks like it to be a great day. From 1 to 2:30, planning and planting a kitchen garden with Peter Donegan.
He's a very good looking fella, I hear, Chris.
He is a great looking fella.
He's got a face for radio.
I don't know about that, you know. We got to come out and see what he looks like here. And then at 2:45, looks like plants do that with Paul Twigg. And then 4 to 5:30, container planting with Peter Donegan again.
Yeah, he's a very good looking
of
fella.
The Sod Show.
Oh, yeah. I know, he's very famous.
And then 6 to 8 o'clock, event closing. That's when we say farewell and thanks to Peter and guests.
Yeah, thanks. Hey, we also have some T-shirts on sale down the back. Do you know how much they are, Chris?
25 and 30, yeah. T-shirts right over here. Come pick one up. They look great.
It fits you perfectly, Chris, I should say.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. You look very smart in a Sod Show Garden Podcast T-shirt.
Yeah, I was walking down the street earlier and people were asking me, where do you get that?
Do you know Peter?
Come out to the show tonight.
Do you know Peter? Oh my God, can I touch your hand?
Yeah.
All right, listen, we'll take a little bit of a break there for a second. We're going to go for a little short interval, my apologies, from our in-house band this evening, Homo Leviticus. And we're back for part two. Thank you very much, in-house band, Homo Leviticus. And we still have Mary Beth Janerich in our company. Did I pronounce that okay, did I?
Well, it's Janerich.
Right.
In English, it's Janerich or something German. But
where does that come from?
It's my husband's last name, so okay. It's Austrian or German or something.
You're unsure where your husband is from?
Well, it is a little bit unclear.
Have you not asked him? How long are you married?
I don't know, 15, 20 years.
You get around to it someday.
Well, he's half Irish. That part I understand.
The good half.
The good half is, I shouldn't say that. He's half Irish and half German.
Okay, that's not a bad mix. Does he have the half Irish, half German accent?
Pure American accent.
Right, okay. Let's not do an interview about your husband. let's get on to this. The garden that I was in, which is the...
The Grateful Tomato Garden.
Are there other gardens involved with Wasatch? What are they? Why are they named so?
Well, there are. There are 15 gardens that we directly manage, including the Grateful Tomato Garden. And then there are 25 other gardens that aren't under our direct management, but we partner with or assist in some way members of the community in running those gardens. But the Grateful Tomato Garden is one of the main gardens where volunteers come and work. So community gardeners volunteer in their own gardens where they're renting plot, and they do community service there or community work in the common areas. My volunteer work at the Grateful Tomato Garden was doing everything from turning compost to double digging beds to taking care of the chickens one day a week for a year to shoveling the sidewalks when, we would get deep snow. Somebody's got to clear the sidewalks. This is a nonprofit organization, so everybody pitches in, staff and volunteers alike. It really is a team effort to make this organization run and be successful and have the kind of impact that it has.
The other gardens, do they follow the route or the way in which you do things? Do they have the same amount of plots? Because essentially what I got was yours was kind of like, for those of you listening at home in Ireland, UK, it's like a quasi version of an allotment, but enough that you can also learn, but a community sitting space and a bit that you come in and kind of get involved in. So you've kind of got a bit for essentially community, but a bit for all of the people who want to do it?
They do all have some amount of community space in the garden, some common area. They vary in size. Some of them have little pergolas or what have you, little sitting areas. But most of the community gardens are just a series of plots. And depending on the size of the garden as a whole and the number or the interest level in that neighborhood or community, a decision is made when the garden's installed as to how many plots there should be and about what size they should be. And then the garden is installed with that number of plots.
Okay. The other side of Wasatch, I gather, is that you tend to deal with issues, let me call them that, as polite as I can put it for the minute, where I'm hesitant to call them the problems of society, but they are issues of what happens when you have a community. How bad, without, like, this is the Sideshow, we don't do negative stuff really, but there's no other way to call it that. Do you deal with, how do I phrase this, ladies who have difficulties in their domestic life? Do you deal at that level? Is it an unemployment thing? How far do you go into that?
Well, we have people of, you know, all ages and incomes, all walks of life, all backgrounds, gardening in our spaces. We have, of course, the Green Team Farm, which is, I believe, one of the places that you toured. That's one of the programs, a really important program of Wasatch Community Gardens.
Can we go into that just briefly for a little bit? What does that deal with? And I know the answer to this one.
The Green Team Farm was developed this past summer, so it's still in its first year. And it's a partnership with Salt Lake City and the Downtown Alliance. And it's basically a job training program and farming program, partnering with Wasatch Community Gardens to teach and work with women who are facing homelessness. So we have 8 women at a time in the program who are currently facing homelessness, and they come to the garden daily to learn farming skills, to learn what it means to be an employee and those types of things. So Wasatch Community Gardens trains them on the farming end, and then they have support from those other organizations to learn other skills. And the goal is to bring them out of homelessness, to help them find employment out in the community, and empower them to become happy and fulfilled members of the community.
The one thing that I got from the Green Team Farm was, number one, every single piece of it just about is built from recyclable. And when if I was to show you this, with restrictions upon water, with solar panels that were, I think one of them was a revolving disco or something along those lines.
They call it the solar saucer. It's incredible.
They power everything out of that. The way they hang their tools, everything is built on containers just in case they have to move again. The way they do things there, I mean, literally no such thing as waste. But amongst all of the issues, and you put it very politely, bearing in mind this is the Sideshow, but you also did it with a little bit of respect and curtsy. I would suggest, if it's okay, that the things that maybe are being dealt with there are a little bit greater than the unemployment of ladies or possibly homelessness.
Well, sure. You know, the women that are chosen for the program are facing significant challenges in their lives. I'm not familiar with exactly what each of their backgrounds and challenges are, but they certainly have struggles to deal with and challenges to overcome. And the hope is that through this program and under the amazing leadership and mentorship of James Loomis, who is the Green Team Farm manager, that they will succeed.
Okay, well, look, that's one side of it. Number two, let's go to this. If people do want to get involved with Wasatch, you have those places that I guess are a little bit off, I'll say off limits to the likes of me just roving in and setting up a plot, because obviously you're dealing with other things. But you do have community spaces where, could I go there and rent an allotment? Do I go there and volunteer? What happens if I volunteer?
Oh,
what
sure.
happens if I take an allotment?
Sure, there are lots and lots of options. So one thing that you can do is just go to wasatchgardens.org and fill out a plot application online. If you're interested in renting a community garden space at this time of year, you know, spaces are becoming more limited as people are getting on board, wanting to start their gardens. So those spaces are being allocated. Another thing that you can do is volunteer. We always need help. Our largest fundraiser of the year is Saturday, May 13th, our spring plant sale. We rely on over 250 volunteers to put on that event, doing everything from watering the annuals when they arrive and get unloaded off the truck, to organizing things in alphabetical order, the ornamentals, for example, by Latin name or what have you, to placing the price tag signs, to selling the plants at the plant sale. So it takes an army, literally an army of volunteers, to put on that event. And again, you can find out what varieties we're going to have at the plant sale are already listed at wasatchgardens.org under events. There's the plant sale list. And this year we paid special attention to people who have asked for varieties that will grow well in small urban spaces, patios, balconies, small urban backyards. So we've brought in a lot of container varieties, some genetic dwarf tomatoes, those kinds of things. Another thing that you can do if you'd like to increase your knowledge about how to grow your own healthy, organic, local food is take workshops. I'm the community education director, and I teach many of the workshops and work with other expert volunteer instructors who come in and teach workshops. We offer over 40 a year on every topic you can imagine having to do with growing food.
So let's say, hypothetically speaking, Peter Donegan decides that I want to give you something. And as Michael Donovan from the Hibernian Society would say, you know, sometimes it's not the money that is the greater thing that you can do is give the time. And the time, let's say my time is sold in theory as a course or a class. Would that be one way to kind of help you out?
Oh, absolutely. We accept volunteer instructors regularly. So you just contact me if you're interested in hosting or co-teaching or teaching a workshop. We accept donations in all forms. So certainly reach out to me or to someone at Wasatch Community Gardens if you're at all motivated to help us achieve the kind of really important impact that I think that we have in the community.
And I do know for a fact that the amount of security and the cost of security required when it was suggested originally that I would do a talk or a class at your gardens, I mean, to keep the ladies away, we just had to pull it off. And
really steep price there.
Yeah, I know. Absolutely. I mean, the amount of them, it was like blocking off roads.
An army needed for that as well.
Yeah, it's crazy stuff happened. Look, we're going to leave it there just for a minute. That's Mary Beth Janerick.
There you go.
I got it bang on. I'm halfway to getting married again. I'm going to sing her some Otis later on. We're going to close you out, if we can, with our band, Homo Leviticus. Before we go, a big thank you to you for turning up to the show. Number two, with thanks to Time and Place in Salt Lake City. Chris, you enjoy that one?
Good show. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Loved it.
You going to take yourself down, take a look at Wasatch?
Of course.
Yeah. Have you been there before?
I haven't actually. I need to take Chrissy and the kids there.
Oh yeah, you've got
absolutely.
You've got to. I tell you something. You would earn brownie points if you came home and said, "Honey, I grew these carrots." That's all I'm saying.
Come and bring the kids to look at the chickens. Come and meet our chickens.
Let's go, Chrissy.
Okay, listen. We leave it at that. Thank you very much, folks. We're going to play you out with our live band, Homo Leviticus. Thank you very much. Take care, son. Bye.
That's it. We're good.
Thanks, Peter. Mustang.